G'day everyone, welcome back to the show. And today returning we've got Ray Kostolanich. Ray, how you going, mate?
Pretty good, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good. It's good to connect again. It sounds like there's been a lot going on with yourself lately. Would you mind going into what you'd like to go into at the moment?
Well, there's with George, he's bringing up my Elephant Man, part of my Fab Four. He's bringing in billions of ETs from all over to do what they have to do for us to ascend. There's gonna the next 2 weeks. There will be a lot of people ascending. He gave me stuff I put on Sam's show Monday. Chile's fault line is going to go off. I don't know what size earthquake that'll be, but people will ascend from that. And he found the frequency of the archons, and he captured over 50,000 of them, and blew up a lot of their ships. Actually, the Vulcans are some bad warriors. They blew up a lot of ships. So that was something that was critical, and they're gone. They're not going to be no more. And then this morning, this was not on her show, but in Canada, he had captured quite a few reptilians and four top commandos, like. And so this is kind of what they're doing. They're cleaning house. They're making sure everything goes smooth for us. I told California, all of California was on alert. And if nothing happens, then we just move on, you know, because I'm not trying to panic anybody. I get the information from George, whether it's good or bad. And that's what I get out. And I'm going to meet with him. Probably after ours, we ours, which would be Thursday morning or Friday, and I'll get more information. And then I was telling you earlier, I'm going to meet number 34 of the Vulcans from the planet Xentar. They're from the 11th dimension. They got pointed ears, if you remember Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy. I don't know what they look like. He did describe his saucer, saying there was three windows on the dome, and I'm going to meet him, and he'll give me coordinates like George does. George comes on my TV. He was in my apartment as a big white light. And what happened last Thursday, I was talking to this friend of mine in Montana, and I thought the white light was in her room, but she said, "No, it's over you." And that's when I saw these three violet orbs on the top of this huge white light that on the outside of it turned red, this beautiful blue line, and yellow. And then I saw these little black slashes inside the light with this black little tiny figure with pointed ears. And I kept saying it's got to be the Vulcans when I saw the pointed ears. So Sunday night, it came into my apartment, and I was trying to get a hold of Sam. You know how you got everybody on the left side of your screen when they're on? I had six people, and I sent it to him. And this one gal, Chris, who's a real good friend of mine, we talk all the time in Panama. I sent her the white light live, the video, and these other people. And when Chris got it the next day, she's saying, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," because we talked. And then this thing moved from the ceiling. This is Sunday night, one in my living room. So I followed it, and all these violet orbs were around me, which were also Vulcans in the shape of violet orbs. And the white light came face to face with me and talked to me telepathic, saying, "I am a Vulcan from the planet Xentar. We're from the 11th dimension, and I want to meet you." And I went, "Okay, when?" He goes, "Very soon, and it's going to happen this weekend, but he's going to give me the coordinates. He's going to come on my computer." And like when George in the Northeast come on my TV, my TV's off, They'll give me coordinates like line 40S, which we have quite a few highways here in St. Louis, but that would be Highway 40 south. I would get in my car, head south. So whatever coordinates these Vulcans give me, I'll do the same thing. And then when I see the craft go past in front of my vehicle, the code is that it blink its light twice, and the next exit's mine. And then my car, I'll see him, and then I'll go meet him. So it's gonna be kind of cool.
So
It's
this is that the 34th race now or something like that?
number 34. Yeah,
God.
the real good friends. Number 33 is the bird people. They're real good friends with them, and the other ETs that are always with the Vulcans are the Mo people. You got to remember, like back in the 40s and early years, all the sci-fi films we've seen, whatever abductees and contactees we had back then, just like Bradbury and Spielberg, when they're doing these movies, they're getting actual ETs from the abductees and contactees. Same way back in our dead mom's times, of these ETs are real. And everybody played Star Trek with Leonard Nimoy as a Vulcan, because I got a real good friend that's the one he wanted to meet. And now I'm actually going to meet the Vulcan. And then once I meet him, then I've already got a hold of Jeannie Blankenship. She's a wanted. She's a great artist through all 33. And I said, be ready to draw number 34. Because when I get it drawn, I'll send one to you, Sam, Alfred, Tolly, and I'll put it on Facebook for everybody else to see what he looks like and what his messages are. Because everything's moving so fast, Peter. I'm sure you're aware of this, and I don't know what's going up there where you're at, but I can let you know on my end, a lot of people are ready to go. And there's going to be a lot of things happening as we go. Back in September, the seven biblical predictions, the 22nd to the 28th, everybody was kind of worried about the 23rd, because I was talking about that. And this is before I got to talk to you again. Was a major date that things were going to happen, and there were some bad things said about California, where I live in St. Louis, Arizona, where Sam lives, the southern part of Idaho and Montana, because all the fault lines are active. This hasn't happened ever. But back in 1964, the big earthquake, 9.3 in Alaska, that also caused a tsunami. This could have happened to us with the fault lines being active all over. And I was really close contact with George, because I have a code to get in touch with him pretty quick. And we would stay in touch. And he had his people out following this. And he named these five or six spots that I just said, including my city, St. Louis. Because if the fault line goes off, the New Matter fault line in St. Louis is gone. And I had to do that show to get that out. And I knew I would be scaring people, but at the same token, letting them know, keep doing what you're doing. There's six cases of water, battery operated, everything. Protect your family. And if nothing happened, we move on. But as we go through 2015 all the way to the major year, 2017, which I think is the critical year for all of us, that is going to be the contact, the whole thing. Because I've been following this real close with my Fab Four and the education they've been giving me. But we're going to be in for some hard times as we move forward, because when Mother Earth really gets to do her thing and push the 3D core out of her to become fourth and fifth dimensional, bigger, more beautiful planet Earth here, people have to understand how old our planet is. She's the last piece of the puzzle. And I know all of us want it now. That's the way we are. And we're ready to go. We're tired of the bullshit we've been putting up with on this planet. And I understand that. But what I try and tell people, it's not a perfect world down here. You got good and bad out there. You got good and bad out here. The good outweighs the bad in both places. You got people that don't give a shit. You got people that have no idea what the hell is going on. And then you got the majority of the people that are ready. Me and you as a contactee, it's our job to awaken as many people as we can to want to go to the bigger and better planet with no wars, no disease, not the one for nothing. We're going to change from a 3D Corbin into a crystallized being. We're going to be taller and slimmer. Me and you, us men, will look 30, 35. The women will be 7'4", and they'll be healthier and lighter, and they're going to look 20, 25. So your wife's going to look better than what she looks now. I know she does. But anyway, you know, this is the education I've gotten from my guys, and a lot of this makes sense, you know, of what's happening and who's been controlling, you know, who us. You know, it's the end game for them. They're going to try and do everything they can. The first CERN, they caused a lot of 4.3 earthquakes. You know, they're trying to eliminate population. George actually shut it down for a week. That's how much power they got. There's a new CERN they're keeping an eye on, and they'll do the same thing. Now, these chemtrails, I'm sure you're probably having them out there where you're at too. They're in a process of putting these chemtrails in other dimensions and making them disappear because of what they're spraying on us. They're not just making us sick. In Arizona, California, these people are getting blasted. What happened in Oregon, where my friend Larry Hurst is, the Octarians, George put them in charge to follow these chemtrail planes. When the chem sprays, the Octarian crap sucked it up and made it disappear. And nothing ever happened in Oregon. So this is kind of what they're doing. And he's also moving some other ETs with the Octarians, because he put them in charge, to go over to other states to put an end to these chemtrails. I don't know what's going on up there in Australia, if you guys are having the same thing with the chemtrails, if CERN's up there causing earthquakes. This is all these higher bad people have to do. They know the game's over. The changes are coming. And we're going to be in a system of no monetary system of money. We'll be... just like ET, where we trade energy and goods. There was a man, ET, that I put in a request to talk to by the name of Valiant Thor. I don't know if you've heard of Valiant Thor.
Yeah, we actually had Craig Campbasso and Paula Harris on the show about the documentary that they made at Stranger at the Pentagon and how the story with him. So, yeah, any of the listeners that are, or viewers that have been following the shows would have some idea, but go into it, please.
He's going to get confirmation because back in 1957, he was in the Pentagon all the way up to 1960. And the manual script that the majority of the ETs use, and Eisenhower was going to do it, but when he gave it to his brass under the monetary system of money, so you know what that meant. But he's going to get confirmation as we move forward, because when we go into the fourth and fifth, it's under the monetary system of energy and goods. They don't use money at all. They don't need it. Everybody's equal. And, you know, I got prostate cancer, Agent Orange, borderline diabetic. When you go into the fourth, you have no disease, no disease whatsoever. We'll still have doctors. There's friends of mine that are going to bypass the fourth and go into as master teachers. Sam is one of them. Another friend in Panama is another one. Other than how many will really be master teachers with ET. They'll be teaching us when we go into the fourth. The first thing we'll be taught is who is our relation ET. So let's say you're related to the Pleiadians. I'm just playing a game.
Yep.
That's your real ET relation. But you also have other relations besides them. You're going to know all your past lives. You're going to know everything that was taken away from you. You're going to be pissed off when you find out who did it, because you're human, okay? But you're going to know everything. And then you're going to live in a world that we were supposed to, this was supposed to happen a long time ago. We're in the 21st century humans, that it's our time to evolve, to go into this now, and nothing but good ETs coming in. I don't know who's going to be the first ET that gets the calling for the first contact. You know, I always got friends, and you probably got friends saying, I wish Peter or Ray would take a picture of ET. You know, they don't understand. They don't care how many pictures you take care of their crafts. But, you know, I hug these guys. I go on a craft. When the day contact happens, everybody will be able to do that. Hug these people, go on a craft, take pictures, whatever. Because they're going to do it in a way that they're not going to scare everybody. That's why everybody's seeing a lot more UFOs at nighttime. Eventually it's going to happen in the daytime. They want people aware of how many good ones are down here to protect us. These people are watchers and protectors of this planet anyway. They're going to intervene on certain situations of anything getting harmed on us and anybody getting ready to pull something to eliminate people. They just won't ever intervene on everyday life. This is the information I get from George, whether it's your show, Sam's show, my meetings, I get it out. And I just want everybody to know we got so much power and protection now. We're not alone in this no more. We never were. And it's our time to evolve like it was 368 years ago, whoever the bad one was in power then. Because that's all these people do. They come here to control, to set the frequency so low. And what I want to understand, make people understand, the way George tells me, when we go in the fourth dimension, you'll be 4/8 or 4/9, a higher dimension. The reason for that, there's other ETs that we have no idea what they look like that are bad, that cannot handle that frequency. So we're protected. Okay? And I want to kind of get that out on your show, because a lot of people just think fourth dimension, but you're going to be a higher fourth, 4/8, 4/9. And the first thing we'll be using when we go into the fourth is teleportation. Some of the things, and stop me anytime you want. I could talk about this all night. But if you've heard anything I've said like this, feel free to speak, you know, because it's your show. I'm just giving you information from my guys.
Now, it is interesting what you're saying about the different frequencies within the dimensions, because that's my understanding too, is that you might have third, fourth, whatever people want to call it, but then you've got variations within each one. So, you know, you've got stuff phasing in and they're coming into, you know, what we could call 3D or this vibration, but then you've got other vibrations within that vibration as well. So it does resonate what you're saying on that side of things, definitely.
Yeah, and then as you're, from what I understand, the higher dimensions, like when we get into the sixth, you have no body whatsoever, but you have the power to transfer yourself in any form you want. The higher the dimensions you go, it's more knowledge. You know, you can stay at fourth and be happy. If you want to move to the fifth, you can. It's really complex as a 3D human changing into a fourth dimensional human crystallized being, because we're in this human skin suit. I always use that saying in my meetings. We're really a light. Our face, our tummy, and our hands, we're a light being. We're going to be a crystalline being from a 3D Corbin, and we'll have a human face, but we're going to be taller, we're going to be slimmer, we're not going to eat that much, possibly be able to jump, possibly fly, I don't know. As we get into this more, I get more information from my guys, because George is 13th and 14th dimensional, really high up there. When I talk to Tolik, his Andromeda Council, they're 8th and 9th dimension. It's no cut down to his people.
Yeah.
They're aware of my guys, but they're all in it together to help and protect the humans on this planet. We're multi-beings. We're really important. And everybody down here as an individual is very important. There's 12 planets out there, I don't know all the planets, that actually use our DNA. And what George is trying to do now, and this is going to be kind of amazing to your audience, we have emotions of laughter and sadness. As intelligent as these people are, they don't have that emotion, okay? This is what they're trying to understand. I get these guys laughing. Now they're laughing. They don't feel the joy of that laughter. And the little 3-inch guys, it's like us blowing up a helium balloon, because that's how high pitched they are. They get me in stitches because they're all over me, you know, real high pitch. Raymond, you know, real funny. And I'm waiting for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Bambi, because it's like a cartoon, but it's real with these guys. And then the Serpo Grays, they can only talk telepathic. But the Nardiques, the Elephant Man, and my little guys can talk our language and other languages. And they're trying to understand our emotions. There are some ETs out there with emotions and more advanced emotions than us. But the majority of your ETs, even your bad ones, don't have the emotions. Like when we just prick our finger, we're ready to run around in a circle. So if you imagine them cutting their finger off, they're not even flinching an eye. There's no emotion there. But the intelligence and the technology of these beings, because I got beings from the fourth all the way to the 14th dimension of all 33, and now 34 is from the 11th. But it, as higher dimension and where it starts from fourth, you know, that's a lot of intelligence that doesn't have the emotions of happiness and sadness. So we're a fine-tuned machine created by whomever. We're going to know this. This has been the greatest education in my life. I lost two great people in the process because I carried a torch now. You're kind of doing the same thing in Australia. You're doing a great job up there. You know, we love you back here. And, you know, my people, when I had you on my show the last 2 months, they can't wait to have you back, you know, because they really love you. And I go, it's the kind of people that me and you are. We stand up for the people on this planet, for our loved ones. We don't give a shit about, you know, who else is running the show. And we want to see this happen for everybody. And it's coming. And the people running the show down here know it's coming. And once we get into this third dimensional planet, there's two of them, that they found the size of Jupiter. We're not the only ones going through this. There's other ETs that want to stay third dimensional that will mingle with our third dimensional beings to live their third dimensional life. Nothing like the third dimensional life down here. There'll be rules. There's two suns. There's two oceans. There's this most beautiful grass and crystal clear water, and it's never been touched by humans, and fresh air. This is all I get from Jarg. This was all set up by a lot of ETs, and so they will be taken care of. It will also be a waiting space for people to still have time to want to cross over and be fourth. And then you're going to have people that you know yourself, the comments, bad comments we've had on our shows. I don't give a shit about that, you know. That's all them people got to do. These people will be with the killers, the people that steal, the reptilians. They'll disappear and die. These people that don't care, these are the people I'm trying to save, Peter. And they got a shot. But everything's moving fast. And I guarantee you, when the shit hits the fan, these are going to be the first people that want to know your phone number. What the hell was that guy's name? It's kind of too late, you know what I mean? But like I told Sam on her show, and we talked about this, I want everybody to go. But it's not a perfect world, Peter. We got good and bad up there. We got good and bad down here. If it was perfect, me and you wouldn't be doing these shows and everything would be set in stone and everybody would be happy. It just doesn't work that way. You were chosen. I was chosen. Contactees like us to be a voice for ET, to be a voice for our community, you in Australia, in St. Louis, to have our meetings and all the brilliant guests we get. You know, we do a lot. And I'm blessed. I can speak for myself. I'm sure you're blessed what we get to do and the people we get to meet. Everybody I meet, and even you and Tolik and Alfred, and everybody is above me. I had great morals from my late father and mother to be a fighter and a warrior. I took on two giant corporations down here. And I'll fight for this till the end to see this through for everybody on this planet that's going to go into the greatest life and greatest, the greater planet Earth ever than ever before to be what we're supposed to be and advance like we're supposed to be.
And there's definitely a lot of changes going on all levels at the moment. I think people just, they're living their day-to-day lives and they just don't realize how much is going on because everything's happening so quick and they're distracted by, you know, just distractions. But in saying that, there's been like a huge exponential rise in sightings, experiences, I've had four sightings this month already, and well, actually five, and one yesterday, one the day before that. It's just been going off tap, and actually, I probably got my best footage yesterday, and it was really funny because a weird object came across the power lines, and then I went out the front to follow it, and all of a sudden, it's sitting up going against the wind, and people can go and see that now. But this stuff's going on everywhere, and it's exciting times. In saying that, I have gotten contact with Tolek, who's got similar stuff to you, but the funny thing is, I haven't heard anything he said yet. And it's going to be interesting when I get him on just to see my reaction, I think, for people, because I haven't spoken to him. I was able to email him, I think, through Google. And I'll be talking to him later this month because he's busy at the moment. And he said he was actually wanting to get in contact with me, but I've had a synchronicities of not just you, but others talk about Tolek, or, you know, it's been just brought up in conversation. So it's going to be funny to see what's, you know, confirmation we get again there, because again, you guys have done Alfred's show together. There's a lot of, commonalities there that I've heard from others. So I've sort of just saved myself going, wait, I'll hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. But with that said, what are you getting on the reptilians and that side of things? Because last time I had you on, you said there was this big cleanup going on, and it's basically we're almost rid of them. I'm hearing that from other sources as well.
Because you got them all over, and this just happened this morning in Canada, because I got people in Ireland are real close friends. And one of the people is actually an agronomist that has worked with Tolek. And I just had Alfred and Tolek in my meeting a couple of months ago. Me and Tolek talked a little bit here and there. But you're going to have him on your show pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I think it's a couple. I'll have to get the calendar up, but because he's got a talk coming up, and basically after that, and then I'm away any time after, like after we do the show, I'll be going away as well. So it's sort of just trying to line up the times and the energies.
Yeah, me and him have a lot of confirmation. He's probably after he does your show, because he knows he's going to go. They're going to pull him. And I understand, me and him talk, we'll talk before that happens. I just sent him a message last night, and what I haven't told him about number 34, but where to get to him before I will. And the process that George is doing between the reptilians and the archons, which your people have to understand about these bad people, because that's why we got good and bad. That's the way it is, life down here and out there. They actually put the frequency down in the beginning so low to control us. And then what they really wanted to do, their whole agenda, was the entire Milky Way, the other 20 planets, Earth-like, human ETs, and planet Earth, is to make everybody reptilians. But what you can thank God for, the Procyon people, because I just met a woman that I'm going to have in my meeting that has a tie-in with them, from the Andromeda Council, so Tolek gets confirmation on this, from the planet Kela or Kela, and I never met the real good vegetarian reptilians that knew the weakness of the Hydro and Draco reptilians. And in 2011, when you remember, they shot that sonic blast, I forget the state, and blew up all the Orion and reptilian bases. It caused a 5.0 earthquake. What they were worried about, they might have killed some of our humans in the process. But this killed a lot of reptilians, or Orion Greys, and thousands of them left and went back to their planets. So ever since 2011, and my Fab Four, and what George has brought in now, ETs from other galaxies, universes, inner and outer, the list goes on. I'm going to meet 34, so I don't know how many out there, but we're blessed to have these people on our side for the process. What it all started with was a new alignment of the planets, and then bring in the ETs to set up what they have to do for this enormous process project. You got ETs like my 33 underground bases, because everybody's going to meet my 34. A lot of people think they're not real. They might be drawings. I know for a fact they're real. I met them. My late father met them, but he's not here to speak for me. But they're planned and ready to do what they're supposed to do. You got ETs that walk amongst us, that look like us, that dress in our clothes. You don't even think they're ETs, Nordiques. My star women with the slanted eyes back, beautiful women. You put a pair of jeans and a blouse, they talk our language. Same way with the Nordiques. The only way you're going to tell these people as an ET, their eyes don't blink. That's the only way you're going to know. But these people are set in stone, waiting for what they're supposed to do. They all have a job. And intervene on anything that you know who's going to really cause some shit. So we're protected. This process is going to go smooth by them. You know, this is the information I get to get out. I know people worry about earthquakes and people, you know, buildings falling, this and that. They're going to be there to pull people out. But everybody thinks we die. We don't die. The body becomes a corpse of someone that passed in our family. But when that soul leaves, it goes into another life. You know, we've had past lives. You might know some of yours. I don't know none of mine. My guys said I came through portholes to get here, to do what I'm supposed to do. A lot of us have asked to come to this planet, as bad as the situation has been through the years of what all of us have went through, okay? We asked for this, as crazy as it sounds, because when you go into the fourth, you get the answers in all this, just like I will. I'm going to be stuck here for a while, and maybe you'll be stuck here too, Peter, for a while. I don't know. You might leave before me and your wife, and if you got kids, and enjoy the fourth and fifth until I get there. Just save me a beer. I'll get there and bring it. But, you know, this thing's moving so fast, and I understand the human part of us because we want everything now. This is way ahead of a lot of us. Me and you are, we know where it's going. We understand as contactees because this is our life with these people. We were chosen, and we're a voice for them. And the education that we've gotten out of this, it's beyond any realm that we could think of. These people are friendly. They're our friends. They're not just mine and your, they're all of our friends. And we're gonna meet these people. But any information I get, and it's coming up again, I'm going to get it out on your show, Sam's show, my meetings, whatever. I got a YouTube channel coming up as of today to be up for people to go to my YouTube channel and see all my shows, all my meetings, and even some that Joe had hidden. And so that it'd be there for everybody. And it's kind of going to get my name out a little bit more, and a lot of people. You have a big fan base. I got a big fan base already. I'm not worried about that, but it's going to get it out more to people all over, and that's what we want to do. You know, I'm already in South Korea. I got a gal that's doing a magazine on me to the people in South Korea. She interviews me all the time. And then I get in, was it Quebec, Canada? They're going nuts over the interview with me and Alfred, you know, but in interviews that I've done with you. You're getting well known in other countries too, whether you know it or not. But that's good. That's what ET wants, to get this information out of what we're doing. People like this show we're doing right now, I couldn't believe the people that just can't wait to hear this show when it's done. Oh, Ray and Peter, two of the greatest contactees, that's what I'm hearing, are going to be together. It's cool, but people are getting information and they're learning. And what you say and I say and other your other shows with your other guests, this is what we're doing for them and for our families. So
it's all about the information.
It is, you know, and look where this has gone. I never in my life thought I'd be with good friends with you, Tolik, Alfred, Laura Eisen. And if somebody told me this, I'd laugh. You know, I started out in a backyard at my table, knowing I would have my own place someday for a safe haven for people. I'm at CJ Muggs. I'll be there for forever. And I got my star friends out there. it's been a great life, you know, but I enjoy what I'm doing, and we're helping people, and that's what it's all about, and to where we're all going to go. And I want everybody to go, and everybody really can go, but I know it ain't going to happen because you got them people that cut us down, don't give a shit. And I, you know what I understand about that? For what we live through on this planet, I can understand that kind of situation. Mm. They're tired of the whole thing. And but I would love to save them, but I don't think we're going to do it.
Well, what do you think, or what advice can you give people to help themselves?
The main thing is listen to these shows like mine and yours, Tolik's, the list goes on. That's telling the truth. They're tired of the bullshit. And I've always said, six cases of water, battery operated, everything, blankets, candles, protect your family. Because, and I only say this, but we got backing. When the grids go down by you know who, I figure a human can live 7 days without food and water. But one thing good about our ET brothers, they've already tightened the grids. If the grids go down, they'll send their satellites out. We'd only be down for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of power we got behind us. They've already knocked out HARP. If they put another HARP somewhere, just like they're doing CERN, they'll go after them. George is always one step ahead of the bad people running the show down here. And the power of people, we know the families, we know their names. A lot of these people are reptilians, okay? And these are the people that control this planet over the monetary system of money. But I guarantee you, Peter, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, when the monetary system of money disappears, what do these rich people have?
They're going to have nothing.
They have nothing, exactly. So where we're going, where we should have been going, we're going to be just like E.T. We're going to be living a great life, to want for nothing, no poverty, no wars, no disease. The biggest thing E.T. knows about down here on planet Earth is greed and disease. Okay, and this is what they're trying to put a stop to with us. And in the future, it's going to be solar, so many other things, good corporations as we move forward on this better, bigger, beautiful Mother Earth. And that's where we're going. And there's a lot of people that can't wait to get there. And it's going to happen. But we're going to go through some stumbles to get there. Go ahead.
With those stumbles and that, have you got any more in besides the tectonic plates moving and the earthquakes and that sort of thing? Has there been any information on terms of earth changes or social changes, like warnings or anything they've put to you about anything else?
There will be warnings. We're going to have a giant energy blast coming through the sun and around this planet. This is from the good ETs. And this process has to coincide with Mother Earth's going to go through, the idiots that are pulling their shit, you know who they are, with CERN and everything. But it's all going to work out. It's such a huge process that when it started, and it really goes back to 2011, 2015 is the pace setting year. It's an amazing year of things that will happen, all the way up to the major year, 2017. But you got to remember this, Peter, you got the silent year of 2016. And I said this on Sam's show and at my meeting. Just put this in the back of your head. There may not be an election 2016. I want you to just kind of put that back there. If this thing moves up quicker than what the ETs have expected. So we're in that realm. And I'm not here to be a predictor of years. We're in 3 years that are vital. One's silent, one's amazing, and one's a major for everybody on this planet. And for everybody that kills and steals, everybody that does negative things, there will be no negativity whatsoever in a new fourth and fifth dimension, bigger, beautiful planet Earth. People got a chance to change, to start doing positive things in order to go, or you ain't going. I don't run the show. I don't make the rules. The world we're going to will be no wars. Everybody's going to be equal. Everybody's going to be happy, no poverty. You're going to want for nothing, okay? Our homes will be different. The homes we have now will be gone. Have nothing to do with that. It's a third-dimensional world that will be no more. I thank God for that because of the world. And I don't have to speak for you and 7 billion people on this planet. We all know what we've been going through. And people are tired of it and being controlled. We're going to be free like we're supposed to be and happy, and our lifespan will be much longer than ever.
So we're about time people get rid of attachments.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know what kind of toys you'll have back then, but, you know, the toys you got now, you ain't going to have, you know, if you got a motorcycle, whatever. But certain things you'll be able to bring with you. You're going to have your family with you. The other thing is I was told when we get into the fifth, I'll meet my late parents and my late grandfather, and people will meet their late loved ones. They're actually waiting for us in the fifth. This is the word I got from George, and he's pretty high up to come out with this. So I get it out anyway. If that happens, it's going to be great. But I'm supposed to say it, and I said it. It come from them, but I'm speaking, you know, for their voice, just like me and you speak for their voice anyway. And I want to also say people that are really sick, that can't help themselves, babies that died at birth are automatically in the fifth. This is what I got from my ET friends. They're already taken care of. I've had people ask them questions, and it makes sense because they never had a chance to begin with anyway. And I think that's right, that it should be, you know, so be it. Is there anything else you want to ask me?
What I'd like to ask you is more about the Archons. What information, like, I know they're being cleaned up, but is there any other information on the Archons that you've been given?
My people in Ireland, and then I got it from George, because he was actually there later on, but he had his scouts already take care of. They were searching for their frequency. They're like in outer space, okay? They're off the planet. And they found it, and then they surrounded him, and then they did their thing. But to make a long story short, They blew up a lot of crafts, killed up. It was like 50,000 archons that they see what happens. The Nordiques come in these motherships. They're like the police patrol. They take the prisoners back to their planet for crimes in court, and they either send them back somewhere, whatever, or they do them in for their crimes, whatever it may be. We got people down here on this planet that maybe never lifted a finger, but killed a lot of our kids. We'll go back to the Korean War. We'll go back to Vietnam. We'll go back to other wars, because it's always our kids fighting for this country and not theirs. You know who I'm talking about. There's politicians. We got good and bad. We may not see it on this planet, but they will pay for their crimes. They will be judged. I know a lot of people might be happy to hear that, but the thing that we have to understand, when you're under a power of control of bad for other bad ETs and power, and not for us, and see how much freedom they're trying to take away and all the bullshit we've been going through down here. Well, my friend, that's all going to change. The game is over for them, and they know it. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why you got hacked. Things like that, okay? They never stop us. We always come back. And then the power we got behind us is going to make it even better. So we're not alone in this no more. The people that listen to these shows, my friend Tolik, when he comes on, I'll get a little confirmation, because he's going to be saying a little things like I say. We're kind of on the same page a little bit, but we know where we're at and with our people and everything. And so, you know, we're up there. You're up there. Me, you, and Tolik, we give out pretty good information. That's why people come to your show, my shows, Tolik shows, and Alfred to pull the round table with us. I want to have you sometime in the future, because I know you're busy. We'll talk later. I want to get a round table with me and you and a few other people. Hopefully Tolik isn't gone, and that'll be 2, 3 months down the road. I'll get with you on that.
I'd be more than happy to do that. So hit me up and we'll get a date, or I'll make myself fit in with the date when you would like to get that done. Inside, we'll wrap it up in a few minutes, but is there anything else, or what should people be looking forward to in, the next month or so from you, in terms of when you do your next show or what's coming out? Because you've got your own show, and of course, I think it was Thursday or Friday, you said you got another meeting with the Bangs.
Yeah, I got a meeting with George, my Fab Four, and I'll get more information on what's coming up. Then I'll meet with the new ones, number 34, the Vulcans. But the main thing is for everybody to, it's hard to do this, relax, enjoy your life, protect your family with everything I've always said, and be aware and be alert, because it's not just California, it's all over. All the fault lines are active. This has never happened before. It can happen at any time. They can try and pull something off. Just listen to like your show, my show, Alfred's, Tolik's, Sarah, prayers for Laura Eisenhower till I can talk to her. I hope she's doing well. I don't know if you've heard anything about Laura, but she's got a blood clot, I heard. If it's on her heart or what, but I say my prayers for her, and we're all in this together. We're here for the information to get out as quick as we can. I'll do immediate shows with Sam. All the Mondays are open except for my first Monday to get it, you know, and I'll get on Facebook and say, "Hey, everybody, I'm doing a show with Sam," or if you got something quick you want to do with me, we'll do it, you know, whatever knowledge you get. We're in this together for the people, and make sure everybody's safe, and we're all gonna make it through this, but we got a little rough road to get there. But the main thing is we got a lot of backing that will come in and sweep us off our feet. And if it's really severe, the frequency gets really, really bad, there's an Earth-like planet that's set up we'll be taken to, because as a third-dimensional human, we couldn't stand that frequency. Mm-hmm. So that's set up. And I know people are going, well, how can that be? Believe me, these guys know what they're doing, or they wouldn't be here to help us and protect us. So that's all I want to say there, but we got a long way to go, but we're going to get there.
Yeah, well, like I said, people just got to work on themselves.
It's always good to see you, my friend, and we'll be talking.
You too, mate. We'll wrap it up there, and we'll be in touch, and you have a good afternoon.
You take care, buddy. Good seeing you.
Thank you, mate. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Take care.